experience this, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information. This Daffodil Month, add a spring to your step with the Canadian Cancer Society's Daffodil Dash on April 24th, a run to raise funds for cancer research and prevention, as well as support for people living with the disease right now. Run solo, bring the family, or team up with your friends and colleagues, because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Register today at cancer.ca/daffodil-dash.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
That was The Politics of Ecology by Movieland. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
I think I just about said I'm Erica there.
Weird.
Funny. And we started things off with that track by Movieland. That is the band that has now become Supermoon. Some of you may know them as a big local band here in Vancouver. And I wanted to play that song because today is Earth Day. And that song is about how we're really wrecking the earth generally, and all the garbage that exists. And I've always wanted to play it on the show around Earth Day, or as long as I've had a show. And then luck would have it, Earth Day is literally today, so that's cool. I realized also in doing that I don't know. Do you know much about Earth Day?
No, I was going to ask you if you knew about it because you're seeming like you know a lot about it.
I'm talking like I know.
I was going to ask you before we went on air what it's about. No, okay.
So
I think it's like when people turn off their lights for 1 hour. I think
that happens on Earth Day for sure.
And a bunch of people post on Instagram, it's Earth Day, and then it's like their like favorite landscape shot, being like, I love the Earth, and it's okay. Like, okay,
yes.
What?
Yeah. So it's in a little history. It's in its 46th year. So it started in first celebrated in 1970. It's coordinated globally by the Earth Day Network. It's celebrated in more than 193 countries every year. And yeah, I mean, I think that what you're saying is true. I think the range of engagement really depends. Like, for some people, it is just a celebration. But then I also think that there are some cool things that actually happen. In Vancouver, there is a parade at Commercial Drive. Very fitting. And there's a festival at Grandview Park from 2 to 5. There's people speaking, and there's musicians playing. And yeah, so that's, you know, that looks to be a really fun, probably relatively positive parade and celebration if you want to go check that out. It's just a good time to reflect on the way that you use and consume, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, including, like, leaving the lights on and all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Those all contribute.
Yeah. Did you know? I only learned within the last, like, few years that when you have things plugged into the wall, they're still using power even if they're not turned on.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. Yeah. And I leave everything plugged in mostly,
it's
I would
bad.
Say. I
know, it's so bad.
So silly.
Real reason why my dad always made me unplug the straightener growing up. No, he just didn't want me to burn the house down. Haha. Okay, so good show lined up for you today. We got lots of CanCon. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to get to it. So I'm going to play a track by Moss Lime, a band from Halifax. Nope, Montreal. Damn it. And I'm going to play the track I Always Get What I Want.
I can't stop watching everybody else dance. I just came to dance, but I can't.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. This is Femme Concept. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
Tell us about those toonies.
So, we just heard a track called Now or Neverish by the band Bonnie Doon from Ottawa. And before that, it was the track I Just Came to Dance by Old and Weird. And they are from Halifax. Really digging them lately. I've just like gone back into a kick. They haven't released anything new for a while, but dang. Just, their album What I Saw was what that track I Just Came to Dance is off of. And it's really fantastic. It also has boobs on the cover, so I'm down. And at the top of the set, it was the track I Always Get What I Want by Moss Lime, a band from Montreal.
Whee.
Yes. Really cool thing about the Bonnie Doon, which we just heard. They recently posted a little bit of info about this new program that's happening in the city of Ottawa, which is that when you call the city, so like that sounds weird, just like call Ottawa up, but like when you call the city's administrative offices,
like where the government of Canada is, so there's like a million places you can be put on hold.
So when you call the city for probably for any type of administrative information or whatever, normally, of course, you get put on hold a lot because you're trying to find the right person. And what the city has done now is this new local music project where instead of hearing terrible hold music, you hear the music of local bands. And Bonnie Doon is one of those bands. So they posted a little joke that people should call in and like just like ask to switch different departments a million times so you get to hear all the different musicians that are on the hold lines. But yeah, I just saw that. I thought that's such a cool idea and really a way for like the administrative or like bureaucratic form of the city to support the DIY or local arts community, and kind of have that a cool relationship there. Also, just like hold music sucks, and I would way rather listen to some band that I'd never heard of or maybe have heard of and like hear them on the phone. I think that would be really cool. So good on you, Ontario. Vancouver, take note. I have a hard time imagining that happening here.
I think it probably could. I mean, the thing is that like literally every administrative government building is located in Ottawa. So you could call like the National Defense place and like immigration services and like the government, the parliament, like parliament and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things to call, but at the same time there is here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see them doing it. I just don't know if it's like, I don't know who you would even contact to get that going. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it'd be like an arts organization or like you probably have to do a petition.
Yeah.
You'd have to really do some work, but it'd be awesome. I mean, there's tons of people they could play.
And I bet you those bands are getting paid too, because I know that that companies have to pay for the hold music to license it. Like you can't just use.
That's why it's always like, and it's like, what is this? And it's nobody's song. It's like some stock song that's taken from like, you know, wherever.
Yeah. So hopefully bands are getting paid from that, because that's really that, you know, that's a cool thing. All right. As many of you probably know who listen to this show, shout out to my parents. We play 100% FemCon every week. So that means that a track fulfills two of four categories. And those categories are music composition, lyric composition, producing, and performance. So if two of those four categories are fulfilled by somebody who self-identifies as a woman, then it is considered FemCon, and we play 100% FemCon because we think it's a really important way to increase the visibility of women who create music. So on that note, we're going to play a really awesome band that consists of two men and two women, and they are called Dilly Dally. They are from Toronto, and they are playing here this weekend. Going to play an older track called Candy Mountain, and I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. That was the track Impressions by Hooded Fang off of their forthcoming album, Venus on Edge. And that will be out May 13th, so a couple weeks from now. Crazy. And they are also from Canada, Toronto-based band. Really, really looking forward to this release because the last thing they put out was 3 years ago. So I think it's going to be a really good one. And hopefully they'll come tour out to this side of the country. Yeah. It's a far one, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, before you heard Hooded Fang, you heard the track Save Me by the Backholms. And they are playing tomorrow night at the Discorder fundraiser. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Anza Club. Lots of great bands playing, including Frog Eyes and the Backholms, of course, and Malcolm Bid.
Malcolm Jack.
Jack, sorry. Thank you.
But I think that's his real last name.
And he, of course, is from Data Plan. Frog Eyes are also playing, and there's going to be a little silent auction and a bar with beverages, and all the money goes towards Discorder magazine.
The best magazine in the city.
Yes. Because, you know, keep in mind, Discorder is free. You get to pick it up and read it every month for free, but we got to make that happen somehow. So every so often, it's good to give back in the form of coming out to a fundraiser show. There's going to be some old Discorder covers and issues there that you can buy. And we've had some big names on the covers in the past. I was looking mm-hmm. through some of the old ones, found a copy with Miranda July.
Mm-hmm. Animal Collective.
Mm-hmm. There's one with
Makeout Videotape.
Yeah. So Mac DeMarco and Alex Calder. There's also one with New Order on it. There's one with Cat Power, Destroyer. Yeah. So there's been some big ones. So you can come check those out. It's really cool. It's really funny to read the old ones. The ads and like mm-hmm. the way that people talk is very different from now, but it's great. Yeah, and then at the top of that set, it was Dilly Dally, who are playing this weekend at
the Cobalt yeah. with Dumb.
Our friends. Yeah, so that will also be a really, really great show. I know Nelly of the Cat's Pajamas did a phone interview with one of the members of Dilly Dally this morning, so if you want to learn more about them, you should go check that interview out. It's going to be podcasted, so you can hear a little bit more, and then you can go see them play tomorrow. This next track is by a band called Teen from their album Love Yes, which came out this February. It's called All About Us.
Follow.
We are back. You're tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. You just heard the track Bad, which is by a group called Unuk. I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sure. And it was featuring Melody McIver. And it's the project of two artists named Scylla and Rise, and it is a combination of Inuit throat singing and futuristic dance floor beats. Their name comes from the word Scylla in their Inuktitut dialect, which means weather, and a little blurb on their SoundCloud page explains that Scylla is what surrounds us. It is what connects us to our land, to the moon, sun, and stars, the ocean, and the air we breathe. In respecting and honoring the need to preserve Inuit culture and paying homage to our land and the strong connection to its spirituality, they experience and perform the sounds of traditional and contemporary throat songs. Rise is Ottawa's Rise Ashen, a Juno Award-nominated global grooves producer, DJ, and dancer who has spent his life pursuing the intersection of traditional and futuristic music. And Melody McIver, who is featured on this track, is a Anishinaabe musician. She primarily plays the violin, but she's also done a lot of other stuff as well. And she's currently based out of Ottawa. She's got features on a lot of really great tracks as well as some of her own pieces, so I highly recommend that you go check that out. She also does a lot of visual art, so you can see those. Some of those are documented online and are really, really fantastic. So yeah, definitely check that out. Before we heard Bad, we heard the track Broken Telephone by Merganser, another violinist, really cool. She's also based out of Ontario, and her name is Mika Posen, but she goes by Merganser. And she's actually played music on, for a lot of other Canadian artists, including Timber Tambor, Feist, Basia Bulat, as well as a few others. And that track that we played is off of her self-titled, or her album, sorry, Mirror Maze, which came out back in November of 2015. So some slower jams, but nice. And at the top of the set, we heard the track All About Us by Teen off of their album Love Yes, which came out in February of this year. So we have about 10 minutes left, and we just hanging.
Yep, we are.
We have Radio Zero up next, so don't go anywhere. After that, it is Nardwar, and then the news. Is Lady Radio on tonight?
I think so.
Cool.
Lady Radio as well.
Yes, so don't go anywhere.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. I love the Lord of the Rings.
Great.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay.
Sure. I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Where you think you're going?
To the flea.
What flea?
The Wisehall flea, sir. It's April 24th.
You know, we got a song for folk like you.
It's the Wisehall flea. It's the Wisehall flea. It's the W-I to the S-N-E. H-A-L-L flea to the Wisehall flea. Before we all die.
Before we lose our lives.
From 11 to 5 on the last Sunday of every month at 1882 Adenac.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio.
Hi.
So we're going to go soon because I think it's getting to the time for that to happen. But before that, we're going to play a song called The Pussy Vortex. And if you are sensitive to provocative material or foul language, I would suggest maybe to tune back in at 2 p.m. This song has kind of a cool message to it. The artist, her name is Dio Gandhi, and she is a queer indigenous rapper based out of Los Angeles. And this song, quote, "This song stems from being caught in the deep end of a relationship and the realization that what was keeping us there was the constant surrendering of sexual desire." That's what she told Fader, and unquote. And then the next part, "The Pussy Vortex is about relinquishing control, celebrating femininity, and basking in momentary euphoria." So I think that's a pretty good encapsulation of Femme Concept more generally and why we do what we do on this show. So without further ado, this song is The Pussy Vortex.
Checking my text, 'cause I'm caught in the pussy vortex. In it, huh? From time to time, people ask me, hey Hypey, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
Watching the TV, can I get up off of my knees?